Chapter 3. The sun fought valiantly, but the clouds moving along the coast proved to be more powerful. Anya blew on her hands, hoping that her breath would warm her. She'd forgotten her running gloves this morning, but she'd be fine once she started moving. One last stretch to the side, forward hamstring stretch, and she was ready to go. Zipping her jacket to the neck, she began to move. She ran without headphones, not needing music. The pounding surf provided both rhythm and melody. She began jogging slowly, barely keeping ahead of the early morning walkers. Her sneakers tapped the pavement as she passed the eclectic mix of boarded-up t-shirt shops, jewelry stores, and eateries lining the Venice beach. Nothing would be open for hours. The strip belonged to the die-hard health enthusiasts.
"Hey, Anya," two male joggers came alongside her. "We haven't seen you recently."
Anya merely waved, saving every morsel of energy.
"See you on the way back," one runner said as they moved ahead of her.
The air felt good pushing against her lungs. She'd only been running since she met Braxton, and most of the time they shared these morning runs. But Anya hadn't called him this morning. She wanted this time alone. She'd barely slept 20 minutes last night, settling instead for watching reruns on Nick at Night. As soon as the dark slipped into dawn's light, she was up, feeling strangely rejuvenated and filled with the desire to return to her morning routine. Now, as she reached the Venice Boardwalk T-shirt factory, she jogged in place, taking a sip from the water bottle hanging on her belt. She couldn't keep herself from thinking about the Linden presentation. Mitchell and Associates was no doubt a top contender, but still it was a long shot. "I'm not going to think about it anymore," Anya said aloud. She'd prayed over this for weeks. It was in God's hands now. As she passed the steel-gray condos, she let her mind drift to Braxton. Yesterday, the presentation had given her a reprieve. But now, remembering how well the counseling session had gone, she smiled. Just as she predicted, things got better once they saw Pastor Ford. Counseling and prayer, that was all she and Braxton needed. At the top of Santa Monica Pier, Anya paused, resting her hands on her knees. Suddenly she raised her head and her eyes darted from the deserted pier to the boarded up...